Hello, Pokerminders! Welcome to the PokerPod Psych Edition, where I'm going to talk about everything psychology, from the complexities of human behavior to practical tips for your mental well-being. I'm your host, Katya, a licensed clinical psychologist, and today I'm going to poke some minds. Hello, Pokerminders! Thank you so much for tuning in. Before we start with today's episode, I would like to say that I still try to continue to make the episodes shorter, and that's why this episode will be different than the last three, but I hope that even with the shorter version that you will still get some tangible and valuable insights. Today, we continue to talk about defense mechanisms and we'll take a closer look at intellectualization, suppression, fantasy, and isolation of affect. We'll start with intellectualization, thinking over feeling. Imagine a situation where emotions feel too overwhelming to confront. Instead of facing them head on, we retreat into the safety of logic and reason. This intellectualization, a defense mechanism where individuals analyze and reason their way around emotional stress, creating a comfortable distance from their feelings. Some examples on how intellectualization can show itself are procrastination. Picture someone who constantly discusses theories about procrastination, like time management or cognitive biases, but never addresses their own fears of failure. By intellectualizing, they avoid confronting the emotional roots of their delay. Another example is substance abuse. A person struggling with addiction focuses on its biochemical effects on the brain, steering clear of the underlying emotions driving their behavior. When it comes to grief and loss, after losing a loved one, an individual immerses themselves in studying grief stages like the Kubler-Ross model instead of processing their own pain. Within relationship conflicts, rather than addressing hurt feelings, a couple dissects communication theories, sidestepping the emotional core of their disagreements. When it comes to parenting challenges, someone might feel inadequate as a parent and dive into child development theories instead of acknowledging their fears or seeking emotional support. In conclusion, while intellectualization can offer temporary control, it often leads to a disconnect between thoughts and emotions, leaving the underlying issues unresolved. Next up is suppression, a conscious choice to pause pain. Unlike repression, suppression involves deliberately setting aside distressing thoughts and feelings. It's a short-term strategy to maintain focus or composure, but over time, it can lead to unresolved conflicts and unhealthy patterns. Some examples include, yet again, procrastination. Someone overwhelmed by a looming deadline convinces themselves they start later, consciously avoiding the stress for now, but the anxiety builds as the clock ticks. Within substance abuse, to enjoy social drinking guilt-free, someone might avoid thinking about the health or relationship impacts of their habits. When it comes to grief and loss, a grieving individual might avoid thoughts of a deceased loved one, burying themselves in work or other distractions to suppress the pain. Within work stress, A person might suppress feelings of burnout, pushing forward with tasks without addressing their deeper dissatisfaction. Regarding health concerns, ignoring persistent symptoms due to fear of bad news, someone avoids medical advice, risking their well-being. With financial problems, mounting debt might feel less stressful when ignored, but this conscious avoidance delays necessary solutions. In conclusion, suppression offers a way to manage stress temporarily, but it requires eventual confrontation to resolve the underlying issues. Let's talk about fantasy, escaping reality for relief. Sometimes the world of imagination feels safer than reality. Fantasy allows us to retreat into a mental safe haven where challenges don't exist, at least for the moment. While comforting, over-reliance on fantasy can prevent real progress. Some examples can include, again, procrastination, like daydreaming about success that replaces the hard work of actually starting the often demanding process of getting there. Relationship issues. Fantasizing about a flawless partner sets impossible standards, preventing meaningful connections in real-life relationships. When it comes to academic pressure, imagining top grades without putting in the study time leads to stress when reality doesn't align with the fantasy. Another example is career dissatisfaction. Dreaming of a perfect job without taking steps to change the current situation keeps someone stuck in unhappiness. Or social anxiety. Imagining oneself as charismatic and confident provides comfort but delays real-life social skills development. When it comes to financial problems, fantasizing about lottery wins provides relief but avoids tackling financial struggles head-on. In conclusion, while fantasy can soothe emotional distress, it can also delay personal growth by avoiding necessary action. The last one for today is isolation of affect, separating thoughts from feelings. Isolation of affect allows individuals to discuss or analyze distressing events while separating from the emotional pain they entail. It can provide temporary relief, but often delays true healing. Examples can include self-harm. Someone discusses self-harm clinically, avoiding the emotional pain driving the behavior. With traumatic events, a person might recount a traumatic accident factually without connecting to the fear or grief they experienced. Within work stress, talking about heavy workloads without acknowledging emotional burnout creates a facade of control but delays addressing the strain. When it comes to relationship issues, conflicts with a partner might be described in a detached tone, missing the opportunity for emotional connection and resolution. Another example is academic pressure, describing academic demands factually without expressing the anxiety or stress behind them can hinder emotional support. In conclusion, isolation of affect helps people function under stress, but often leads to emotional disconnection, hindering genuine healing and resolution. Long story short, intellectualization means using logic, reasoning and analysis to block out and avoid dealing with emotional stress and conflict. Suppression is consciously pushing uncomfortable thoughts, feelings, or desires out of awareness to manage anxiety and stress. Fantasy means retreating into an imaginary world to avoid uncomfortable feelings or situations. Isolation of affect means separating emotions from ideas or events to avoid emotional distress. For today, I'd like to leave it at that. Next episode, we are going to take a closer look at compartmentalization, compensation, and undoing. This will also be the last episode about defense mechanisms. If you have any questions or would like to suggest topics, you are always welcome to write to team@pokermind.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope I poked some minds today. See ya!